Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4:4. Here it says, Rebbe Levitas, Ish Yavna Omer. Rebbe Levitas, the man of Yavna, said, Ma'od ma'od havi shval ruach, be exceedingly, exceedingly of low spirits, of self-nullification, if you will. Shetikvas enosh rima, because the destiny, the future of what every person has to look forward to is the maggots. That's the Mishnah. Now, Rebbe Levitas is mentioned only here in Shas. There's no other mention of him elsewhere. There are a couple other Mishnahs, as it happens, in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. But in the Mishnayos and the Talmud, there isn't him appearing again. I have a theory, which is just my absolutely made-up theory, so don't take it with too much weight. The word Levitas clearly is not a Hebrew word. And it is the Latin Levitas, like that they spoke in the, you know, the Roman Empire, is the opposite of gravitas. We talked about, you know, being mechabed kol adam in the couple of Mishnayos ago. So kavod, like weight, means gravitas. Someone carries weight with it. Levitas, like levity, and levitate, means the opposite of gravitas. It means something that's frivolous, lightweight. So this would mean his name is Rebbe Levitas. Literally in Latin means rabbi frivolity, rabbi lighthearted. And it's possible, I'm making this up, so do not put heavy weight in this, but I'm making this up, that Chazal, sometimes when they have an unusual memra that's come from a particular person, his name seems to reflect that that particular opinion, and sometimes the rabbis speak in what's called Lashon Sagi Nohar, in the, like euphemistic, speaking the opposite of what it really is. So here, like we'll see Shmuel HaKatan, shortly Shmuel HaKatan, Shmuel the Little, when he was the Great, and so on. So here too, Rabbi Lightheartedness, as Rabbi Levitas, I mean literally, maybe because he is speaking of something which is very much not frivolous. He's saying, he's from Ish Yavna, and when it says Ish, the man from Yavna, so before I should speak out, that means that he was like kind of like the leading rabbinic personality of that town. Presumably, if that's what it means over here, this means prior to the time of Yochanan ben Zakkai setting up the Keren B'Yavna and the Sanhedrin essentially setting up shop in Yavna, because then he wasn't the Gadol Hador. So it'd be from before that, I guess. So he says, Ma'od ma'od havishval ruach, be very, very lowly of spirit. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos explains that every character trait that there is, so there's like there's a spectrum from one extreme to the other extreme. And as we talked about in the beginning of the second parak of Avos, we took the Bartonos approach, like the Rambam's approach, that the derech yishara, the way a person should choose, is the derech emtsai, the middle path, so the middle between the two extremes. So the Rambam differentiates over there between anava and shiflus ruach, between, hard to translate, anava, humility, and, you know, almost like self-nullification, shiflus ruach. And he says that while every midah that there is, a person should strive to be in the middle. An exception to that rule, the one exception, or either one or two exceptions, is when it comes to avoiding arrogance. Because arrogance is so bad and so disgusting and so antithetical to Torah and so pushing Hashem away, literally pushes Hashem away, and also conceptually you're pushed Hashem away, and everyone falls into that trap and leaves with so many sins. So a person should strive not to be in the middle of the spectrum between gaiva, arrogance, and shiflus ruach, you know, self-nullification. In the middle would be anava. He should lean towards self-nullification, which is what our Mishnah here is saying, and he quotes our Mishnah. That means that an anav, what it means to be an anav, a humble person, is someone who essentially has transcended his ego, right? That his decisions are not a function of what he, who he is, or what people think about him, but simply what matters is what I do. I'm an agent for the Ratzon Hashem, and who I am and what I am doesn't matter. I just do it because I'm a pass-through, and my ego, my sense of self, is not relevant. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Pasuk in Bamidbar, was Anav Ma'od. So the Rambam says, Ma'od means he wasn't just a general Anav. He didn't just transcend his ego, but he went beyond that to be totally like selfless. Okay? Totally selfless towards Shiflus Ruach. And that's what our Mishnah here is saying, that it's not good enough to be in the middle path. The ma'od ma'od of our Mishnah is saying the middle path in this particular trait, this one trait of, you know, arrogance of gaiva, one should lean as far as he can towards self-nullification, to totally transcend his ego, because that's just a trap. The contrary is a trap, and it's a trap that everyone falls into and leads to so many bad things. I should just speak out for wholeness that there in Hilchos Deos, second parak, halacha gimel, he lists not just avoiding arrogance, leaning towards transcending your ego. He also says the same applies to anger. It may well be that anger is essentially just an outcropping and manifestation of one's sense of self and gaiva, maybe it's two separate midos. In any case, that just, I should speak out that he does say you should avoid anger in the extreme as well. Now, one other thing I want to point out here in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Levitas, he switches from second person when it says, Hevesh vam ruach, be, you should be of low spirit. And then he says, Shetikvas enosh. It doesn't say you can anticipate your future is the maggots. It says, Tikvas enosh, people in general, third person, they are going to the maggots. The reason why is because the word tikva, usually like the Israeli national anthem, Hatikva, tikva implies like hope and like sort of a positive thing, like you can look forward to as something that's good that's going to happen. So it'd be inappropriate to call like, people don't sit around looking forward to, aspiring to, hoping for the maggots. So we're not saying your tikva, your aspiration, your hope is the maggots, obviously not. But basically he's reflecting on the human condition that every bus of Adam, every flesh and blood person, the only thing he can hope for, because it's a certainty, is that he'll end up on the ground in the kever and he'll become eaten by the maggots. And the Mefarshim speak out, so the idea is this is a tool to ingrain yourself the, you know, your to self-nullification, to realize that, listen, that the physical part of you is just maggot food, and therefore you should take, you know, realize what it is, not take it seriously, and transcend that, transcend yourself, your ego entirely, and become, you know, focus on what's right, what's meaningful, what your neshama needs as being an agent for reflecting and bringing Ratzon Hashem to the world.